Look at this. Our dear friend BB Shea is in today.
It's been a while.
That is so good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
I tell you what, he just came busting into the room with some huge news. Huge news. Finally.
Yes.
Lay it on us.
I got scheduled for a sleep study.
I think it's
a
right.
Sleep
I'm getting
study.
That CPAP,
finally.
Baby.
I think it's right to do.
It's a new leaf in my life. I'm excited about
You're gonna
it.
You going to start riding the hose?
I'm going to do it. Yes.
You should.
I mean, I can't sleep. I sleep terribly. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Were you nervous about making the call?
BBJ, no,
because
not
you've
at
resisted
all.
For
no.
a while.
Yes. Yeah, so I've never had a primary care physician. Went to go see her last week. The first thing I told her was like, I need a sleep study.
Yeah.
I need a CPAP.
Yeah, she's taking control.
She agreed.
Yeah. And she was like, yeah, it sounds like it. So got a consultation in a couple weeks.
Beautiful.
And then hopefully a sleep study after that. Yeah.
Is this one you're doing it at home or in a lab?
I don't know yet. I'm hoping in the lab. I don't want to do it at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't.
I'd rather do it there.
I thought you'd say the opposite.
No.
You know, do you know my story about this?
No.
Well, a couple of things.
Your bunk mate the first night?
The first night.
The best.
You were with somebody else?
No, I went in.
Okay.
And we were in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a guy sitting across from me. And we were just waiting. Like in 20 minutes, we were going to go sleep in the lab at a little like hotel thing.
Are you wearing your pajamas at this point?
Yes. We were both in our PJs. Okay. I had my little teddy bear and I was ready.
Your Broncos pajamas.
I had my Broncos pajamas on with the nightcap and everything.
Retainer and everything.
All of that ready to go. And the guy said,
can't wait to see which broad's going to come out of here. Hot piece of nurse ass. I don't even know if I have sleep apnea. I just signed up for this because we'll see some hot nurse.
Because they wake you up all night long, bro.
Well, they do. They hook you to a million things and they wake you up.
I bet her titties will be in my face when she leans over me.
He said to me, this is the second one of these I've done. And I said, why do you need a second? Because the first one you're supposed to know and then get your sleep apnea machine, your CPAP machine. And he goes, I left the first one halfway through it. And I said.
Like one of those people yanking the tubes out of the arms in the hospital.
Against medical advice, he ripped all
I'm out of here, man. Yeah,
I said, why? He goes, the nurse on the overnight shift was a man. And he came over and tried to adjust my sleep. All the tubes on me. And I said, and he said, no man touches me in the night. That was the exact quote. No man touches me in the night.
It's a shirt. It's a tattoo.
You know,
it's a coffee mug. Yeah,
I get it.
Yes.
It's actually become somewhat of a rallying cry.
Right. No man touches me in the night. So he said, I just stormed out. And they were like, wait,
hey, come back.
He's like, you need this. I said, no, I will.
I'm leaving this sausage fest.
I got a real nice nurse now. And then I can see her down the hall.
Yeah.
And
you think I didn't check her out?
Yeah. He looked up all her social media. He knew.
Yeah,
he knew. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, that's a big step.
See, I'm worried because I like to sleep naked. I don't know if they'll let me do it.
Might. Well, you know what happened to me then? I went in for they hooked me up to all those machines, and they didn't tell me how to do this. In the middle of the night, I woke up and I needed to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I know I should have just like hollered out, you know, because they're watching you, but I could, and it was, everything was hooked to me. So the bathroom was like this, it was in the room, but I couldn't get to it because I was hooked to everything, but there was a sink outside the bathroom and I peed right in the sink. And in the middle of peeing,
put it on his chart.
In the middle of
the toilet.
They did. They said, can we help you? In the middle of me, I just slung it right into the sink.
Oh, God.
I know. Isn't that awful? Isn't that terrible?
I guess.
But
you got to do what you got to do, though.
I had to do it.
I get it. Yeah.
I was falling asleep at stoplights. Do you ever do that?
Never. No. That's tough, dude.
I was vomiting in my own sink at home.
That's not a symptom.
No, it's totally not. That was a different thing. But I was.
If only the K you were doing.
In the sink.
I was doing a lot of K. I was doing a lot of K at the time.
Yeah.
I was vomiting into my sink.
Could you imagine being the poor nurse who worked the overnight shift with you and no man touches me? Telling like his poor significant other when he gets home. You wouldn't believe my night. One guy. I couldn't even touch him without him being like, get your dick off me. The other guy, I caught peeing into the sink.
Into the sink.
I hate this job.
And to fumigate the room. Yes. That radio guy peed into the sink. What?
Yeah,
what
the other guy groped me.
What a monster.
So now, BB Shea, do you know your primary doctor, not her, clearly not her specialty, but do you know, because now from what I've seen on television, there are three options. You had the full face mask.
You're right.
Yeah.
Which Biggie has. Mm-hmm. You have the nose only mask, which Chris Kelly sports.
Yes.
And you also have the implant.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a like a retainer type device.
That's true. You can wear true, like a mouthpiece.
All of that. I wonder if they'll give you different options.
I don't know. That's what the surgery or the implant, I'm not interested in at all. I don't want to do that.
You want a mask.
That does seem a little too far.
Yeah, it's a little intrusive.
I agree.
Just especially for sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Now it's like it reminds me of like a pacemaker. Like it just cuts off and then I die.
But they do say that it's not. It's just barely under the skin.
Yeah.
And it does keep you from having sleep apnea, and it's good for like 10 years, and you go just change out the battery or whatever.
And you don't have to travel.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
True. But I'll tell you this.
Because you travel.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
But CPAP machines, I know, have come a long way. I still have my original. Mm. I'm doing it like I did in my car. I still have, and it's bulky and big and, you know, been banged against everything. Mm. But now I think they're much smaller and easier
compact.
To Yeah. So I don't know what.
I'm probably going to be a full facer. I have a feeling. I'll be a full facer.
I've heard BB Shea at night.
I know, yeah.
And sound like a full face?
Yeah.
He got a full face.
I can look at you and tell you're full face. I never slept with you.
I got that look.
You got that full face look for me. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was living in a busy downtown area at the moment, and I really thought that something like the building was collapsing because the first time I heard BB snoring. Was like it's like nothing anyone's ever heard.
That's right. Mm. I've seen him double fist cheesecake. I know. That's got full face written all over you.
They should record him snoring and use it in some demon movie.
New season of Stranger Things.
Record
yourself so we can use it during the Halloween, Biggie's Halloween.
Oh, you should. You should. Because you only have a month left to do it. Then you're going to be not snoring anymore.
Okay.
You know what you're going to do? You're going to have so much more energy. You're going to lose weight.
That's what I hear. I'm excited about that.
You're going to join me at the gym.
This
is going to be great. I love it. You have turned over a new leaf.
I'm trying.
So proud of you. I can't
That's
even
a big step. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And you've got a physician now.
I do, yeah.
I like that too. What did she say about your gout? Is it the thing?
I didn't bring up the gout.
What did she say about
Why not? I'm a little nervous about the gout.
What'd she say about your heart and your lungs?
She said everything. I sounded fine. My blood pressure was perfect.
Good.
Yeah, she said everything was fine. You know, just the sleep study was my main focus.
You will lose weight because of that. Well, when I went for the sleep study, the guy told me a lot of people lose weight because of this.
Okay.
You sleep better and, you know, it's just everything gets better.
When you wake up in the middle of the night now, BB Shay, do you sometimes snack or you just kind of toss and turn?
Oh, no, just toss and turn. Get up, use the bathroom, and then come back.
Can't go back to sleep?
No, I can't do it.
I know what you
mean.
Stay
on my phone for like an hour. Yeah.
Well, I used to fall asleep on the couch, and I would get to where I was dreaming that I couldn't breathe, and the reason was I couldn't breathe. You know, I was and so you'd go, you know, it'd be like 2 minutes without breathing, and then you'd go, you know.
Yeah.
It was a terrible thing.
But in your case, your wife was over you with a pillow.
You think that's what you
actually couldn't breathe?
You think that's what caused it? I never even brought that up.
Oh, I had a terrible dream. I couldn't breathe. Oh, that's weird. Just fluffing this pillow. All right.
Oh, strange. Whatever, then. Oh, you know what we did, though? We have to get to this.
Yeah.
Biggie realized he needed a sleep study. When the Critter Cop came in. We used to have a segment.
Before your time.
Okay.
Before you worked here, called Critter Cop. Mm. And he would come in, and people would call and say, oh, I've got a...
I got squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Squirrel in the attic. What do I do?
Cutting edge, man. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Love it.
Wasn't our idea, but it went well.
The show was edgier.
It was edgier. It was edgier.
Okay.
We were on top of it.
I have raccoons in my yard. Boy, I ain't got it.
We did that. We did a lot of that. One time they prepared for me to eat. Raccoon and squirrel and all sorts of different items. And I ate them. But anyway, the Critter Cop was in taking a call. And you can hear Biggie. Just listen closely. You can hear him start to nod off during the Critter Cop conversation.
Well, I've heard of different techniques as far as pyrotechnics and horn, sound horn.
You hear the breathing.
Yeah,
we're not to it yet. You'll know.
Cannons to scare off wildlife, but... I think my experience with that kind of stuff it only works temporarily.
Right there. You got it?
I mean, that was heading towards Mike never seen.
He woke up.
It's the classic nod down where you're like,
And now, breath, breath.
Hate to say it. 3 days later, now he blamed the Critter Cop. He said, you're the Critter Cop.
It's his voice.
It's his voice. Yeah.
It's soothing.
Soothing.
So is Chris Dims, apparently, because 3 days later, during a dim report, we had a similar incident.
The call came around 9:30 Saturday night and found a group of men fighting outside. The officer's presence did not deter the fighting. In fact, they had to call for backup. Flashing
right there.
That's so funny.
But the critter cop was worse. I think that was.
Well, the critter cop, you hear the lead up. You hear the slow.
Oh, yeah.
You hear
the
breathing. If you listen in between the lines, you hear the breathing slow.
Oh, I love the breathing.
I've heard of different techniques as far as, you know, fire techniques and horn, you know, sound horn.
There's a second.
Cannons to scare off wildlife. But I think my experience with that kind of stuff is it only works temporarily.
You know, I'm no hip hop mogul like you are, BB Shay, but it'd be awesome if you could somehow sample and throw that into your mix.
Use it as a snare.
Since he got the sleep study, he hasn't done that. I love it.
BB Shay, you've experienced this where obviously at the time the show must go on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it can be brought up, but I do recall Chris Kelly during the commercial break looking at me going, "Are you falling asleep?" To which I replied, "I am."
Yeah, I am. Poor critter cop.
I love it.
I felt bad for the critter cop.
I love it.
We suspended the segment.
Yeah,
we weren't able to do that anymore.
Can't come back from that.
No, you cannot.